This is the Halifax Daily News with Jamie and Lisa.
Wednesday morning papers didn't come.
Wednesday, June the 4th. This is the Halifax Daily News with Jamie and Lisa.
Not just any June the 4th. It's camp day. Tim Hortons camp day. So don't forget that coffee that you buy today will help send a kid to camp.
I think I'm going to go down to Tim Hortons and help out whether they want me to or not.
I feel lost. This is the first year that I've not volunteered at the drive-thru or of any other capacity at Tim Hortons.
Been a long time.
Wow, yeah.
No, you know what? Beaverbank, Tim Hortons, you might be seeing me today.
just because.
Just for old time's sake. Yeah, I wonder if they'll let me in now that I'm not a big radio guy.
Yeah, maybe.
Podcast dude. Podcast dude doesn't make it to the actual drive-thru part, but they might get me to flip some burgers or something.
Yeah, you might be able to get one of those Hello, My Name Is stickers, and you can just write in Podcast Dude. Nice to see a crowdfunding campaign has started for Shakespeare by the Sea.
Oh.
Might have heard the unfortunate news that some arsehole set their building on fire over the weekend. The outdoor building there at Point Pleasant Park.
That's where Jeremy Webb said he was going to be performing some of his plays, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, somebody lit the indoor theater on fire over the weekend, lost a lot of their seats and lighting equipment to water and smoke damage. Definitely a suspicious fire. It started outside, and there were a couple of other spots along the wall there that had been set on fire. Still no word on any arrests, but they have set up a campaign via Indiegogo to raise money to help get things back in shape. They say we open our season in a month, so they want to raise $20,000, and they have 45 days in order to do it. Now, I haven't been on the campaign site for a while, so I'm not sure how much has been raised so far, but again...
Are they offering things? You know, like if you donate a certain amount, they'll give you tickets to... Usually they do that.
Yeah, there is some level
like a tier system?
Recognition. Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, check it out, because, you know, it's always great to donate to the arts, and that's something that is so unique to Halifax. Mm. Shakespeare by the Sea, right there at Point Pleasant. And, well, we've seen that building slowly but surely be funded and built
exactly
over the years. And that's just so sad that somebody would do something like that. So help them out.
Yep. Indiegogo is the place to go.
Just wake me up before you go there.
Mm. Hey, the long-range forecast has changed a bit. Now, it hasn't changed enough to alter the forest fire index, which is still extreme here in Nova Scotia. But it's enough to herald the return of the fair. They've set up shop at the Sackville Sports Stadium, so...
Well, that's why it's going to rain again.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Also, something I forgot to say yesterday is Saturday night, not one.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, all over the place. How do these June bugs know? Do they carry around a calendar? I'm serious. It was the last day of May. You couldn't see one anywhere. And then June, boom, there they are. There was one. I brought the dogs in and didn't tell you this one. And Finnegan, he looked like he had something in his beard.
Oh, no, don't tell me.
Sometimes he has a leaf or something in his beard.
Oh, no, it was a
June bug holding on for dear life, too. He was right in there. So I reached underneath it and I had to pull the June bug away. He didn't seem to mind too much.
I do.
You're not a fan, are you?
No, I hate them.
Well, what's the difference between a June bug and a cockroach? I think just the fact that June bugs only appear... Yeah, well, they only appear for that 1 month.
Yeah.
And so we go like, oh, we can put up with them. But basically, they're just flying. Well, cockroaches can fly.
No, they can't.
The ones in Brazil sure as hell
well,
could.
Well, those were mutant. I mean, we're talking about your everyday North American
cockroach.
Those are
the scarab ones, about the size of a hockey puck.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hey, the World Series trophy's coming to town tomorrow. The Boston Red Sox are actually bringing it to Halifax as part of a 2-day tour that's been put on by a team fan group known as Blue Nose Bo Sox Brotherhood.
They brought it to town before because I had my picture taken with it, and I had one of the rings on as well.
Oh, yeah?
What a great idea.
Well, they recently had Nova Scotia Day at a Bo Sox game at Fenway Park, which was kind of neat. And they are returning the favor by bringing the trophy to the Maritime Museum of the Atlantic. It is going to be an invitation-only event today, but then tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., there's going to be a public viewing of the trophy, so there you go. If you're on your lunch break downtown, you might want to wander down to the Maritime Museum of the Atlantic and have a look-see. Hey, something that's coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend, the 2014 Halifax Zombie Walk. They're looking for people to go on over to their Facebook page, 2014 Halifax Zombie Walk, and have a look at the plan for this year.
I've seen them do this before in the past. A quick question here. Mm-hmm. Are they advertising something? Are they raising money for something? Like, why do we have this?
No. Just...
For no reason at all.
Just for no apparent reason other than get your blood and gore on and just basically roll around in the dirt a bit and get dressed up.
Well, surely it's an organization that puts it on. Some kind of an organization. No, it's just a bunch of zombies that get together and do this?
I think it's just the Halifax Zombie Walk. That must be the name of the group.
Do you think that it would advertise Halcon or something? You know.
Well, I think a lot of the Halcon folks do get involved with it.
I can guarantee you a lot of the Halcon. I bet you there are some Klingon / zombies out there walking the streets for sure.
Well, this year's walk, Sunday, June 15th, 2 until 4 p.m. They're going to start at the Garrison Grounds and wind their way through the downtown, ending at Cornwallis Park on Barrington Street. That's down by the west in there. And they say, bring your family. While bloody and gross, this is at its core a child-friendly event. They say, bring your dogs if you think they're going to be okay with strangers in makeup, but no weapons of any kind are allowed, real or fake. So no knives, bats, airsoft, rifles, whatever, and no being a jerk. That their words, not mine.
Be careful when you're out there and people are bringing their dogs. Just thought I'd throw that. I'm always hitting the dog angle, aren't I?
Mm.
It happens in Halloween, too. You just assume you go up to a dog and you hold your hand out there and you do what you normally do for a dog. But if you're dressed up as a zombie, dogs can get freaked out by that kind of thing.
Oh, sure.
And so you reach down to, you know, offer your hand to a dog. Mm. They might just think you're a zombie.
You might end up with those real bandages.
Yeah. So seriously, think about it before you actually go up. And just remember what you look like at all times.
And want to say a big hats off today to a group of international students from Saudi Arabia who have made it their responsibility to clean up a section of the 102, one trash bag at a time. So this group of students, there's about 10 of them in total, and they get together about once a month. They walk the highway and pick up the trash. And this past weekend, they brought their own gloves, their own garbage bags, and they did a section between Larry Utech and Exit 2. And
I saw them.
Did you?
I did. I honestly thought that the prisoners were out.
Oh, please.
Doing their community service. Well, no, seriously. That normally, if you see people all dressed up and with the gloves and the whole bit cleaning up beside a road, usually you think somebody's doing community service.
Mm, true. Well, they certainly did. They hauled off about 20 bags of garbage in their own vehicles on Sunday.
Going good on them.
Yeah, I'll tell you. They say, I know some people wouldn't do it because they think, oh, it's not our job. We pay taxes. They say, if we don't stand up and do it, nobody will. And they say, we care about the planet, and that's why they're doing it. Interesting, they don't get any university credits, payment, or recognition for the work, but they are looking for more awareness. They want people to be more aware of what is exactly at the sides of our roads and how it needs to be picked up.
I know some other organizations do that type of thing. I know the Little Sackville River Society used to go out there every year. I've joined them a few times and just cleaning up the riverbanks and the riverbed.
I think it was just this past weekend that the kinsmen out in Sackville were cleaning up along Glendale Drive.
So there are a lot of different organizations that you can hook up with if you're interested in doing this kind of thing.
Mm.
It is a neat way to get the family out. Go
it's
knee
a
deep.
Family fun activity.
Go right up to your elbows in garbage. Oh, the kids will love it. But you know what? They do. It shows the sense of community pride, and maybe they'll think twice before they chuck something out of the window or something in the future.
Yeah, and actually, Clean Nova Scotia offers up support for any volunteers wanting to clean up some of these secondary highways. They provide gloves, bags, safety vests, and other gear. So if you are interested in doing such a thing, your community group, or just maybe, you know, your neighbors,
organize your own event.
Yeah. Yeah, Clean Nova Scotia, the place to go.
Couple of movie reviews today. Boy, I've been busy. Yesterday I went and saw, I don't even know how to pronounce it, Maleficent. Maleficent?
Maybe that's the reason why I don't like it. So
any kind of a name that you're just like, okay, what the hell's that?
Yeah.
Anyway, Angelina Jolie was in it. Very much like this was to Sleeping Beauty what that Oz the Great and Powerful did The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Yeah, update it. It's still a neat story. It's still a fairy tale from a bit of a different perspective. But you know what?
Right.
All in all, I liked it. And you look at Rotten Tomatoes and the reviews aren't all that great. I think it was a fun movie. I really do. I was worried when I saw the Disney logo coming up. It's like, I'm sitting here by myself in the theater watching a Disney adaptation of Sleeping Beauty.
You didn't realize it was a Disney movie.
No.
Okay.
And you know what? If you watched it, if you didn't see the credits at the beginning, you wouldn't realize it was a Disney movie because serious action scenes in there. They, you know, it wasn't quite Game of Thrones, especially that last episode, but it was pretty intense.
Now, a lot of the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes seem to suggest that Angelina Jolie outperforms the rest of the movie.
But isn't that sad? If the worst thing that somebody could say about your movie is that your star outperformed the movie, I mean, that's pretty good. In other words, Angelina Jolie was good in that role, and she was.
Yeah.
But you know what? So was everybody else. I kind of liked it.
Well, I mean, you can have a movie where the star is absolutely spectacular, but the script sucks, or you know, the direction sucks, or
I don't think that was
one
the case.
Of the problems. But you don't say that's the case here?
No, I would recommend this movie. It was fun. Okay. It was a good little romp. And
kids?
And I wouldn't bring the young kids. You know, they're billing this as a family-friendly thing. It sure is not. Not your Sleeping Beauty that Disney put out all those years ago, the animated version, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's a lot darker, it's a lot more intense, but I guess nowadays that's what you get. I mean, things are dark and intense on regular television now. So I would say watch out, because there are a few intense scenes for the very young kids, but all in all, I give it a big thumbs up.
All right.
Now, a movie that we saw over the weekend that both of us saw, the new Seth MacFarlane movie, hot on the heels of Ted, which blew everybody away. That's one of my favorite movies in the last few years, without a doubt.
Oh, yes, for sure.
First, Lisa, what was your impression?
I'm not sure I'm quite ready to buy Seth MacFarlane as a leading man yet. I thought he did a great job. If you like the comedy that he presents in Family Guy, you're going to enjoy this. The, I don't know, I guess you could call it the drug scene with the Native American tribe. Probably one of the...
The sweat lodge scene.
Probably one of the funniest...
Ayahuasca scene or whatever it was.
Yeah, probably one of the funniest things I've seen in a long time.
You were laughing right out
loud
there.
Oh, my heavens, yes. But if you're not a fan of Family Guy type humor, then you're not going to enjoy this. I mean, there were quite a few laugh-out-loud moments, for sure.
Without a doubt. But he set the bar pretty high with Ted.
Indeed.
When I was a little boy, my dad took me to a grown-up movie.
Oh?
A comedy. Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you think about it, in many ways, Seth MacFarlane is like the Mel Brooks of this generation. The sad thing is, you look back and you see Mel Brooks, and he's just this old guy, and his jokes are all corny. But at the time,
in the early, mid-70s,
the stuff Mel Brooks did, think about it. He came from TV, writing and creating Get Smart, and then he went on to movies, just like Seth MacFarlane. He did Family Guy, and he's, you know, going on to movies. The humor in Blazing Saddles... And I got you to watch it not all that long ago. It's dated. It's quite, I mean, you know, their free use of the N-word is, it's kind of...
Cringe-inducing by today's standards.
That's Richard Pryor, because he wrote that movie with Mel Brooks. So at the time, this is what I'm getting at the time, the way I laughed out loud in the theater at that movie was the way I laughed out loud in the theater at A Million Ways to Die in the Old West.
Okay.
It was just politically incorrect enough to be kind of taboo and have a lot of jokes coming at you one after another, just like Mel Brooks used to do.
So,
and I don't think this is going to stand the test of time, just like Blazing Saddles didn't stand the test of time. Or Young Frankenstein or any of those movies that Mel Brooks did that people say, oh, those are classics. Well, if you watch them now, those jokes have been done a million times before.
Yeah.
It's like Airplane. When that one came out, it was hilarious. Now you watch Airplane and it's like, don't call me Shirley. Really?
Yeah.
You know?
So if you're old enough to remember Blazing Saddles and you enjoyed it.
No, if you want to experience what Blazing Saddles was all about when it came out back in, what, 75? Then go watch A Million Ways to Die in the Old West now. Just like you said, Seth MacFarlane isn't necessarily a great leading man. Mel Brooks was not a great leading man either.
True that.
You know, but yet he would be, he would play the lead in a lot of the movies that
Woody
he put
Allen,
out back
same
then.
Same thing.
You know, so Seth MacFarlane, I like this. I just checked Rotten Tomatoes and the critics are just dumping all over the movie.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, as I said, he set the bar really high with Ted. And the critics have just been waiting to dump.
Yeah, opened up third in the box office from the weekend, so not the explosive showing that they were hoping for, but they were up against Angelina Jolie, so.
I'd like to be up against Angelina Jolie.
I'm sure you would.
Just checking Haligonia.ca, as I always do, and looks like Sac Vegas, who's now a permanent blogger, there.
Yes, good
on Haligonia.ca. Says the old Lawton spot is gearing up for a new tenant. Now, if you're familiar with the Sackville area, you know the old Lawton spot.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently, I think it was one of those Christmas stores.
Yeah, one of those pop-up Christmas discounter type places.
I liked it. Bought quite a bit of stuff there, actually.
Oh, yeah, they had some good deals.
But he says the word is it's going to be a Napa auto parts place.
That's what I've heard as well.
Hey, coming up this week on the podcast, Constable Donnie Jenkins is going to join us once again.
Yes.
Because the weather is getting so nice, all thoughts turn to what, Lisa?
Car break-ins. I guess thieves are on the prowl, so he'll let us know how we can protect ourselves.
And tomorrow, an old friend, Jamie Bradley, is going to join us on the Halifax Daily News. You might know Jamie as one of the original members of Street Sense.
Yep.
That's the CBC show that put Halifax on the map. Well, some people would say Don Messer's Jubilee.
I was just going to say, yeah.
No, it was Street Sense for me. I remember watching that in Edmonton before I came over here. But anyway, Jamie is, he's turning his sights on the royal family. And he's the head guy here in the Maritimes for the new Canadian Republic movement. So it'll be interesting to hear what Jamie has to say about that.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's tomorrow on the Halifax Daily News. Hopefully you'll be here.
Until then.